This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
And we're back here on 96.5, The Fan. Fesco, Dusty, Mac Morey with you. Closer and closer to opening day. One more sleep, right? Two more sleeps, tonight and Wednesday. Who the hell is sleeping Wednesday? All three of us.
Please, hopefully.
Yeah. No, I get goofy on Wednesday. Like, the night before opening day, that's just...
It's like Christmas Eve. It really is.
It really is for me, because I don't know, man. There's just an aura... An aura of if you were listening,
aurora,
if you were
Borealis. Listening,
yes. But no, there is an aura for me when it comes to opening day. Like, it's just like it's back, and then like a week later, I'm like, man, we got 150 more games.
Right. Yeah. We all make our snap judgments on Thursday after the game, right?
Oh,
this
yeah.
is how the season's going to go. Yeah. It's like the old Family Guy, and the first pitch of the season, and it's gone, and yeah, we suck right. again. You know, it's right. like season over. Like, we all rush to judgment. On that first day of the season.
And it's a Mets and a Braves game, the first pitch, and it's gone, yeah. and the season's over. The
season's over, right? So, but that's kind of what we do on opening day. That's the beauty of it. Everybody makes their rash decisions, and then we go and hibernate for a couple of weeks, and then, you know, come back out May or June if the team's winning. Everybody's excited. If they're not, you move on to the draft, and you talk football. But I think it's going to be a good year. I'm really, really, really excited about this baseball season. As we talked about yesterday, those players are telling everybody, we know we're in the playoffs, and so that's a great great attitude to have. You know, going into the season, you want to know you're in the postseason. So let's go. Let's hold them accountable and let's get them into the postseason. Q will join us tomorrow, I guess. So we're going to start the baseball cycle and start getting, you know, some of the baseball folks on the station. I talked to George a little bit yesterday. He's going to join us on Thursday as well at some point. So
GB5.
We're kind of getting this thing moving in the right direction where it is baseball season, and it should be an exciting baseball season where I don't want to say you're living and dying on every pitch because it's the regular season of a baseball game, but you are going to be interested all season long in what's going on out of Kauffman Stadium.
Will be a sellout for sure. Do you think there are any Chiefs players there
on opening day? Yeah, I think so. I think Mahomes will probably be there. I think Andy Reid will be there. Brett Veach. But those guys normally go to opening day and, you know, participate in that. There's a good synergy too between the two ball clubs right now, right? With the Chiefs and Royals, it didn't used to be that good synergy, but since John has taken over, he's a big time Chiefs fan as well. He's done a great job in making these two organizations like each other again. When you know other ownerships were involved, they didn't like each other. So now they do, and that's good. I think it's really awesome to see Andy Reid at opening day. Hey, if Travis wants to bring Taylor to opening day, that'd be cool.
God.
Could you imagine?
No. It's already a sellout. It's already the first game of the year. I'm already like already there. You throw that in there.
Yeah.
Could be crazy. There's your food there.
There it is. I'm watching it on the TV yesterday. Yeah, it looks good.
This was Trey Smith on Up and Adams, I believe, yesterday, talking about how he wants to stay in Kansas City forever.
You were one of two players, my friend, to be franchise tagged this year. T. Higgins got his deal. What's up? Where are we? Where are we in the process?
Yeah, shout out to T. Higgins, man, two Tennessee boys. They were in the same high school class, too, so really cool to see T. getting paid. You know, ultimately, man, I can only focus on just working out and training, you know, and I love Kansas City. It's my home. I love the Chiefs. The fans in Kansas City are some of the best people I've ever been around, and, you know, ultimately, I would love to stay there, and that's my plan.
I thought Gold made a really good point on their show where he said they think the national media gave the Chiefs like an A- on the offseason.
I've seen D's and C's for the
really?
Chiefs. Yeah, I was just looking at one yesterday.
Damn.
Somebody gave them, some pro football made up website gave them a D, and I saw, I think it was CBS gave them a C.
Well, I mean, I've seen like A-, B+.
Isn't that
around.
Crazy? Every letter grade now has been assigned to their offseason.
It's like my report card.
Yeah.
There's some A's, there's some B's, some D's and C's. Yeah. But no, I think that Gold made a good point because he's like, I'll give him an A once they get the extension done with Trey Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And Trey Smith also said that Kansas City's home.
I love Kansas City. It's my home.
So again, like, I think they will give him an extension eventually. But like, that was one piece that we wanted to see come back. We wanted to see, I mean, at least most of us did, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's a future of that offensive line with Creed and Trey. They're kind of like a tandem. Like, they're kind of like, not really like, they're like kind of like Hans and Franz.
Yeah,
like
a little bit, yeah.
They're big guys that stick together, and they're the interior part of your line. They were part of the revamp of the line. You obviously lost Tooney.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of mock drafts had them taking an offensive lineman.
They brought Caliendo back yesterday. Speaking He'll join us. Caliendo. His father will join us at 8 o'clock
That's
this
right. Frank Caliendo, fan of the show.
I'm getting messages from Caliendo, and he's saying, Mac's not responding to me. Like, you're not responding to Frank Caliendo? Who the hell are you?
Yeah, we had a joke about it. It was great. I was like, sorry, Frank. It's just not really you.
So you'll have to clear the air with Frank.
Better things to do. Sorry, bro.
Oh,
wow.
He big shotted. Next question.
He big time Caliendo.
I did. It was funny.
Frank Caliendo. Now, if it was Mike Caliendo, you better believe he would have responded right away.
Can
I smell your jersey too, Mike?
What do you need?
Yeah. Do you take your socks off randomly in your house and put them someplace that you know shouldn't put them? No, but I mean, I think that's great. I think that is part of like the future of the Chiefs is like keeping that sort of block together, which is your center, your battery mate for Patrick Mahomes, and then your right guard and Trey Smith, and then you just keep that locked up. And then, man, I mean, it's still a lot of questions though on that left side.
No doubt there are. And it's gonna, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, you gotta trust this organization. I know the left tackle spot has been kind of iffy since, you know, our guy Eric Fisher decided to retire and move on. And look, they haven't been able to find that guy. They've not been able to find that right piece there, but that's why it's so important to, you know, keep Trey Smith intact as well. And I think, look, they'll figure it out. They always do, and we'll end up in the Super Bowl as we always seemingly do. So what do you expect for a free agency grade? I love when people give these grades. We don't know what it's going to be like, right? We don't know how these guys are going to play. What if this Jerry Tillery, who we found out about yesterday, comes in and has 8 sacks for you? Then all of a sudden your free agent grade that people are giving C's and D's becomes an A because you got a guy on the defensive line that's getting after people. They re-signed Pinnell yesterday, mm-hmm. you know, as well for that defensive line spot. So
they are literally running it back.
They for the most part, I mean, there's obviously some changes in there.
Hollywood Brown, Kareem Hunt, Nick Bolton, Trey Smith, Al Minnehue, Pinnell.
Yeah, but like, which one of those guys would you say, I'm kind of done with, you know, I'm ready to kind of move on from.
Ooh.
Maybe Juju.
Maybe Kareem.
Yeah.
I know that he's got unfinished business.
Right.
You know, not to quote Casper, but like he's got unfinished business. He wants the Super Bowl. He wants it with the Chiefs. He wants to have that sort of opportunity. He got so close last year. And then obviously the end result was not what they wanted.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So maybe Kareem you could have moved on from, but how much is that really going to cost me? Right. So you're not breaking the bank with
like
a lot of those guys.
Million?
Yeah. Not a lot. So, you know, bring him back. He understands the system. They like what they have in him. They feel confident with him. It's not like they're running it back with a bunch of, you know, they're running it back with some pretty good players. So we'll see what happens. It's a big year, obviously, with Travis Kelce being in his last year. And so things are going to change dramatically after this season. So I think you want to try to bring it back one more time with Travis Kelce to see what you can do before everybody kind of goes their separate ways. It has graduation and we all cry at the end of next mm-hmm. season.
I don't want to like say it's like doom and gloom, obviously, but like, is this the first offseason you've had more questions than any other offseason?
Yes. I think the left tackle spot still raises a lot of questions. But what else are we questioning? I know we need a running back, and still we're less than now a month away from the draft. So still we can figure out some things.
Asking you two, and you can take the floor with this. Like, the loss after the Tampa Bay Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Were you more in concern that going into the next season than you were this one, or you does this one take the cake?
Oh boy, that's a. I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, we talked about a little bit this, about this last week, and I said those questions from 2020 were answered much quicker in the offseason. Veach went ham on the offensive line. We're going to sign this guy, spend this money. Boom, draft comes. We get Trey Smith, who, at least for Tennessee guy, I knew that wasn't a six-round pick. Creed Humphrey, great from Oklahoma. So right away, questions answered. And really, it was all on the offensive line. This offseason, got the offensive line questions. I got defensive line questions. I got cornerback depth questions. I got past wide receiver three. Do I like what we have in the wide receiver room? So I've got more questions, but doesn't mean I'm nervous. I'm a little apprehensive. What I would say to those apprehensive fans about running it back is, running it back, sure. But Rashee Rice is going to be there.
Yeah.
Hollywood Brown's going to be there. Isaiah Pacheco's going to be healthy. So running it back with all of your weapons isn't really running it back.
It's good because it's new.
Because it's new. You
didn't have any of those guys last year. And so that's going to be cool to see everybody healthy. Hopefully, knock on wood, everybody stays healthy and participates in this team. But no, I don't think I think I'm to the point in my life where like Brett Veach and this front office and this head coach have proven themselves, right? And if this is the approach that they're going to take, then this is the approach I'm going to look at and go, okay, they know what they're doing. They've got the track record. This isn't, you know, Arthur Smith or Callahan or somebody you never heard of or trying to tell you that they're going to do great things. This is an organization that has done great things. They don't need to tell us they're going to do great things. They're going to put together the best team they possibly can. The other thing that we're looking at, it just happens to be that the most needed position is one of the weakest available positions that we've seen in quite some time, right? Like last year, there were a lot of good tackles available in the draft. I think there were six in the first round or something like that taken last year. There weren't any available in free agency really this year. There's not a lot available in the draft this year. So it just happens to coincide with, I think, what the biggest need is for this team is one of the weakest available positions that are out there. Had they signed, let's just say, Trent Williams this offseason, everybody would have been given this offseason an A, and nobody would have been talking about any other position on the field, you know?
Yeah, because you mentioned they did it quicker, but then the two names you mentioned, they did in the draft. They went and got Trey and Creed. So, like,
Right. Yeah,
they went and got Tooney almost immediately. Like,
right.
New England was, like, ready to move on. Here comes Joe Tooney. And then it was like, okay, well, what are they going to do in the draft? And then it was bang, bang. So, like,
yeah, Orlando Brown and Tooney in free agency.
And then you went and got...
Well, Orlando Brown ended up being a trade, right?
Yeah, you're
trade
right.
For Orlando Brown, for yeah.
And that was what we saw a lot in this free agency, was that there wasn't really a lot of movement per se. No. There was a lot of retaining.
A lot of retaining, yes.
And so it wasn't just like Kansas City that was like the only team that like retained a lot of players. Cincinnati clearly did.
Yep.
Philadelphia got rid of a lot of players, retained a lot of players. But there was a couple like guys out there that, you know, obviously there was your Debos and there was stuff like that, but like there was a lot that just showed you like what the market was free agency wise. And now it seems like with everybody having, at least for now, a first round pick and the first time ever, right? Is that what that is? Like,
still right now anyway.
And no trades yet.
Like, I think there will be trades up, but eventually there will be trades out when you get to the later part of the draft where someone's like, okay, there's really nobody here, but we can get, you know, we can double dip in the second round. But like, that shows you like where the draft is, where the free agency was. And, you know, if we're going to have basically a similar year we had last year, then like your expectations should still be high and your tension should be low because you're keeping the same mold of players that went technically 15-1 last year.
Yeah, and you've got the cheat code and Patrick Mahomes. Like, if he doesn't just give you that stability and that breath of, okay, it's going to be fine, and Andy Reid gives you that breath, it's going to be fine, they'll figure it out, you know? And they always do, regardless of how bad it is, they seemingly find a way to figure it out. And I think the way that we're all kind of reacting, and I say the collective we, like, I feel bad for Jalen Moore. Like, this guy's coming here for an opportunity, and everyone's like, I don't know. I saw Rich Baldinger called him a Band-Aid, you know, on the situation, or Brian Baldinger called him a Band-Aid, you know, on that situation. I don't know if he's a Band-Aid or not. He's really never gotten that opportunity to play. What if this guy turns out to be a really good left tackle and you're looking at a 2-year contract for $30 million and everybody in a couple of months is going, that was the steal of free agency. Look at that move by Brett Veach. So just because you're not a household name and you haven't done it, doesn't mean you can't be a household name and do it. And I think in sports, we just want to have the immediacy of it. Oh, that's a name. That guy's going to work out. We just don't know what Jalen Moore is going to do. I hope he comes in here. He's a road grader and he dominates and makes all these folks that are calling him a Band-Aid and whatnot kind of shut up a little bit. So I'm willing to, hey, go for it, man. Go out there and play. I'm excited to watch that guy.
Someone brings up a text, pretty good. Everyone that they brought back wasn't an issue for our scheme.
Wasn't an issue for our scheme.
For the Chiefs scheme, like how they did things on offense and how they, like that wasn't, like people they brought back, it wasn't like, you know, I don't know. They didn't bring back guys that like maybe didn't fit the system or, you know, was, everyone they brought back well. Was like already yeah. like part of what was doing well.
Yeah.
Like, Nick Bolton's your middle linebacker. Kareem Hunt was your short yardage.
Offensive. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like Juju, there's really no issue. Just like he is what he is.
He's what he is.
Right. Because by the way, Rasheed Rice may get suspended.
I heard that somewhere. Yeah.
And so I assume that that's why, you know, I would consider Juju a Band-Aid.
More so than Jalen Moore.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. I would consider Kareem Hunt a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what the health of Isaiah Pacheco is going to be. The last 2 years have been, you know, injury prone, and you need that short yardage guy. So I think that's fine. But like, you know, I am interested probably more so in the draft than I was any other year outside of that Tampa Bay year. Because I'm interested to see where everyone's talking about how, because now Cam Ward is the number one overall pick.
Oh, well, by far. Slam dunk. Yeah, slam dunk.
Go ahead and go look at DraftKings and see where FanDuel, see what his odds are now as like the number one overall pick.
I told you guys it was going to happen.
Because then he threw that pass and looked over the Tennessee Titans coach like, sup?
Yeah, dude.
What's up, brother?
And if you're Tennessee, too, you need a quarterback. Like, how do you not take Cam Ward? And first of all, if you don't, how do you sell your fans back on Will Levis, too? I mean, that's just a bad thing. When Cam Ward's sitting right there, he's like, I know you're not supposed to make all your judgments based on these pro days and in familiar settings and whatnot, but fans see that. They get excited. If you don't draft him as Tennessee or you trade out of that number one pick if you're Tennessee, I think you're going to have a lot of explaining to do to your fan base down there, you know, because that kid looked good yesterday.
He did.
Yeah.
He threw it from his 4 to the other 8, I believe.
Well, he made that Mahomes throw.
He did.
And then you have, you know, Deion saying that he hopes Shador goes to the Giants at number 3 and whatnot. So that's kind of looking like maybe that's the pathway. What's Cleveland going to do at number 2?
I think you go get the D end and you let him and Myles Garrett just wreck people.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun. Yeah. I'm in full support.
I kind of like that. Yeah.
I mean,
they're going to suck no matter what.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But again, you don't have a quarterback in Cleveland.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, but do you go with, you know, Shador Sanders, who clearly doesn't want to be there. Like, if that pick happened, I could see an Eli Manning type thing or a John Elway type thing, and I would be willing to say to Deion Sanders, I'm with you, man. You go to Cleveland, you're asking for your career to be dead, and you just are.
No doubt. But the one thing that I don't think it is an issue is that, like, one thing that I do like when I, you know, let my, you know, tensions cool down, and I see guys that come back, and I'm like, really, Juju, Kareem Hunt, those type of guys? Mm-hmm. You know, I look at that, and I'm like, well, at least I know that those people are part of the system where everybody seems to always be on the same page. Like, you've never really seen any sort of tension outside of, like, when I think Kelsey, like, chest-bumped Andy at the Super Bowl, and it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's a little issue. Or, like, when, you know, Mahomes is, you know, completely broken from Kadarius Toney. But, like, it came out yesterday that Tom Brady admitted that there was tension that had developed between he and Belichick towards the end of their run in New England.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that ever happens in Kansas City. Now, call me bias or a homer or Chiefs color glasses, but like, I just don't see that being the case with Mahomes and Andy Reid.
I think the biggest story out of this whole thing was that Tom Brady has a newsletter. Is anybody subscribed to the Tom Brady newsletter? Like, he writes a newsletter, and that's where he put this story. So I guess this is just a ploy to get people to subscribe to the Tom Brady newsletter. I don't know anything
about
that.
What else does that guy need?
You own part of the Raiders. You got this job on Fox. You got a TB12. You got everything going on.
You're
the most
eligible bachelor.
Now the Tiger's out. Yeah.
Respect his privacy
at this time. If you want your privacy respected, just don't put up a picture and mention it, but whatever. That's a narcissist.
What a hell of a photo.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
I love that, man. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I just can't quit Tiger. I'm like, well, if you can't be in it, be around it.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's just wild. Just,
and you know they had just got it on.
Yeah.
I know that face, man. That is the shades on, that smile from ear to ear, and you're laying out in the sun in Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah, he's good. He's living life, man. He is living life.
That man had just gotten laid.
So congratulations, Tiger. We'll leave you alone. Now, what were we talking about?
Belichick and tension.
Oh, the tension. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, with Brady.
So there's no tension in Tiger's life.
No, none at all. Like, Brady, he's putting about tension in the newsletter. But
yeah,
he said it got you know, kind of tense at the end. Everybody kind of had their own thoughts about where they wanted to go, right? What they wanted to do. The team wanted to do A. Brady wanted to do B. Belichick wanted to do C. They weren't on the same page.
Well, it all
right?
kind of started with Garoppolo. Am I wrong with that?
I think that's kind of when
it started.
Because
they kind of wanted Garoppolo to be the segue into the new future. And there was like, not trade this guy. We don't want him around.
We don't want him around.
I'm not done.
Yeah, keep going. And he was right. I think he probably won a Super Bowl after that, if I'm not mistaken. Then he won the one in Tampa as well. So Brady was never done. So he wanted to keep going. Belichick was ready to move on. The organization was kind of, I guess, stuck in the middle of it, and so they moved on, and he cited the tension. But I mean, 20 years is a long time to have that kind of relationship, especially in a climate like that where it is, you know, obviously ego driven, and who's going to get all the credit? Belichick or Brady has always been that thing. You got to be able to check your egos. That's the beauty of the Chiefs right now, man. Like, you got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. They're on the same page. They seemingly share a brain. They have the same goals. They have the same mindset. Like, they're in it for all the right reasons. And I think Belichick and Brady were probably there for a while, but after 20 years, they're like, all right, it's time to move on. Brady's like, I'm not ready to move on. So we'll see in 20 years when Patrick's ready to move on what happens. But I mean, I can't feel that happening here in Kansas City. I just can't.
Is there anywhere else tension could grow on the team, though, like outside of head coach and quarterback?
I don't know.
I just think there's such a cohesive unit that I just think that everybody's in it together. Like, you hear about how the offense always is like, in Spags we trust. Like, we know he's going to give us a chance. And then the defense is like, well, we know we've got Pat and Travis. And, you know, now you have Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, all these guys. I don't really think that this team has that sort of issue. Like, I remember back in the only time I would ever say that there was tension was maybe towards the end of the Matthew era. Where it was like, you know, there was always those pictures of him like putting his hands up.
Yeah, and
it
was
like,
some of that.
It's like, where is this personality coming from? It's like when you play golf with a guy that loses his temper on every other hole, you're like, you're supposed to have fun. You're not a pro golfer. Like, you're not going to shoot 70. But like, that was the only time. And then after that Cincinnati game, once we got the audio after the season was over, where like you could tell like Tyreek was pissed and some sort of rift had happened in that locker room at that point.
And they immediately cured that, right?
Right. So, I mean, I don't know if this team gives me that sort of vibe. Like, we've seen it in Buffalo, right? We've seen that.
Yeah,
they got rid of their issues. Yep. And then Josh Allen had his best year of his career, won the MVP, I guess you could say. Maybe statistically, not his best career year, but he won MVP. And it just seems like the teams that are consistently good consistently seem to, like, have it all figured out. And I think that all goes back to when they go to St. Joe. Like, they go through the trenches. They probably battle out there in practice. We've been out there and seen, like, you know, scuffles happen. Like, Travis Kelce almost fought, like, a backup tight end that was trying to make the team because he knocked the ball out of his hand.
Yeah.
That's competitive competition inside your own walls, which is fine. But there's never anybody that, like, really, like, calls each other out. And maybe I haven't seen it. You know, maybe I haven't, you know, I know the Super Bowl people were complaining that everybody was kind of, like, down bad and they were, like, you know, not talking to each other. You're getting your ass kicked. Nobody wants to talk.
What are you supposed to say?
Yeah, you're down 28-3 or whatever the hell it was. I don't even care anymore. But it's, like, one of those things, like, well, there's tension on the sideline. Nobody wants to talk to each other. What do you want to talk about when you're getting absolutely pulverized by the opposing team?
Yeah, right? There's nothing to have a conversation about. No, you don't sit there and talk about that kind of stuff. You're like, we're getting our ass kicked today. But what are we supposed to do?
But I think that's why we always trust this team. Like, you talk about the Royals earlier. Like, this is a playoff team is what their mindset is. The Chiefs, I don't think, have any sort of doubt they won't be back in the AFC Championship.
No, that's the goal.
Then I can't talk about it.
And I think also, too, having Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid truly on the same page sets the tone for everybody in that locker room. Because if you're player 2 through 53 on that roster, and you look at player 1 and the head coach, and they're in it for all these right reasons, you better be in it for that as well. Because then you're going to be letting down Hall of Fame coach Andy Reid and Hall of Fame quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Are you ready to be that guy that's going to let those two guys down? So I think they've done a great job of kind of setting that tone.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is what it's going to be about. It's a we mentality, not a me mentality. And people that have had that me mentality here have been shown the door.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.